It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Hello, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network on the Cumulus Broadcasting System. I'm Jop, he's Bob. Welcome to our show. We're a couple guys that just out in our backyard trying to get our grill on and create a little grill envy. I'm Jop, he's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. Good morning, grilling world. I am the original Infraredneck, and I'm here to tune you up on your grill. We have a great show lined up for you right now on the live line. We got a good pal of mine from Lafayette, Louisiana, the Percy Guidry Company. It's T. Guid.
Hey,
what's going on,
morning,
baby?
How you doing today, T. Guid?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. How y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing well, thank you. Really good. What's going on down in Louisiana?
Man, the sun is shining and the birds are chirping and life is beautiful, man.
Well, we're happy to have you along with this show because you're such a special part of the show so often, and it's our inaugural broadcast on the Michigan Talk Network, so you are now streaming out over, I think, about 11 different stations and markets. So for anybody that's first-time listener, T. Guid is a friend of mine. He's a barbecue pro from Lafayette, Louisiana. He owns the Percy Guidry Company. They make the Cajun grill, him and his brother Greg, and this boy can cook.
Well, you know, when you're cooking on a nice piece of equipment that my dad engineered way back in the 1960s, it makes just any apprentice-type chef look pretty darn good. You just basically put the food on and let the machine do the work.
Yeah, well, I've got a load of them coming up here. We're talking about the Cajun grill, and this is a cool, cool grill. If you've never seen one before, what's the website?
You can go to CajunGrill.com. Or you can go to PercyGuidry.com, and you'll see all our companies, the Hearth and Patio Shop, as well as the manufacturing. We entertain any questions that you may have, so you can feel free to either call us or email us. You can either check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter is Cajun Barbecue or Cajun BBQ, and on Facebook, just search Percy Guidry's, you'll find us.
Hey, T. Guid, for our listeners that have not seen one of these things, give us a little breakdown on what makes this Cajun grill so special.
Because it's so darn simple, there, B. You know, you have the traveling coal tray, number one. So you can put the coals literally about 3 to 5 inches away from the cook surface. And when you do that, you're at like an infrared type of cooking temperature. You're at about 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. So if you want to sear steaks, brisket, chicken breast, pork chops, whatever, you can sear it over a very hot fire and then lower it. And at the lowest setting, you're probably about 18 inches away from the cook surface, so it's perfect for barbecuing at that temperature. So you have a range of anywhere between 300 degrees Fahrenheit and up to say 800-900 degrees Fahrenheit in the oven temperature. So you have a perfect range, as well as you can do all these neat accessories like the pot holder. You know, down in Cajun country, we love cooking in pots and rice and gravies and smothered onions and stuff like that. And with this pot attachment, you can generally cook anything that you can cook in your kitchen, you can cook on this grill.
Oh, that sounds awesome. So we're doing a lot of steelhead this time of year up here, so we're going to be talking steelhead all morning. And I don't think you've ever eaten one. I know you've seen them before, but I want a Cajun style of steelhead. What would I do?
Well, it sounds similar to like what we would do with like a redfish or a red snapper and make like a coubillon, which is kind of like a tomato gravy. And what I would start out with is a nice fillet, and I would, season it real well. A lot of people have a misconception of Cajun seasonings is nothing but cayenne, and it's really not. It has a lot of different herbs like garlic and onion powder and, of course, cayenne and salt and other herbs. If you can't find something on your shelf, you could probably make something up. Just send me an email, and I'll send you some of the ingredients. But then you take that pot, and then you smother down a bunch of onions, a bunch of yellow onions, with a little bit of either olive oil or butter, and just make a nice paste. Cook it down to where it's almost like a paste. Don't just saute them down. I mean, cook them down. And then add in stewed tomatoes and some tomato paste and a little bit of seafood broth. You could boil some shrimp heads. Take the fat out of the heads and then strain the heads out, and then makes a nice seafood broth. And then add that in there as your liquid, and then just lay the fillet down in the pot amongst all that liquid and onions and bell pepper, and just make a nice gravy. And then we make a big old pot of white rice. And then when everything's done, you put a big old heaping spoonful of that rice in the middle of your plate and ladle over some of that red gravy over the rice, and then take a nice piece of that filet and just lay it on the side. And I guarantee you, you slap your mama. It's so good.
Oh, I'm about to. And I tell you what, that sounds fantastic. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network in the Cumulus Broadcasting System. And we're talking with one of our friends, T. Gidd from Louisiana, owns a company called the Percy Guidry Company. But the Cajun Grill specifically is what we're all about with this conversation. He just threw down a great recipe. Now, we have a fish up here that are in our rivers and in our Great Lakes called a steelhead. He has a similar fish down there. I think it's a redfish as far as consistency and thickness and the mildness of the fish. So that recipe he threw down was just fantastic.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll hammer it out, and I'll send it to y'all, and y'all can post it on your Facebook site or your website. And I guarantee you, it's one of them dishes, just saying the word is pretty fun, coubillon. A lot of people say, "Qu'est-ce que c'est?" Well, what did you just say? Coubillon. It's a delicious, real heartfelt dish that's very synonymous with Cajun cooking. And I guarantee you, once you try it, you'll be cooking it more than anything else.
Boy, that sounds awesome. Hey, if you're just tuning in, also, check us out on Facebook. It's the Grilling Guys on Facebook. And our question of the day is, have you ever done a fish boil? And whoever sends us in the best fish boil combination, which, T. Gidd, you wouldn't call it a fish boil. You'd call it a crawdad, crawfish.
We just call it a boil. When you said fish boil, I had this vision of throwing a filet or a fish in a boiling water, and I'm like, that ain't going to work. But, yeah, you were talking about crawfish and crab and
Yeah, you just call it a boil. So
yeah,
if you've ever had a Cajun boil...
I got a pretty neat recipe. I'm going to have to get into your little competition right there.
Well, you should, because we're going to give away a Grill Daddy, which is a steam cleaner for your grill. It emits water on your hot grill surface through a brush, and it scrapes that crud right off your grill. So best boil recipe posted on Facebook, and you can find us also on thegrillingguys.com. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy on Twitter. Let's see what you got. Win a Grill Daddy.
Bring it on.
Looking forward to it. Well, T. Gidd, that's awesome. Anything else exciting going on down there in Lafayette?
I tell you what, we got the Fest for the National coming up, which is kind of like it runs in conjunction or in tandem with the Jazz Fest in New Orleans, which a lot of people are familiar with. But, what we do is we bring in different talents of different musicians from around the country, around the world, that are all from French-speaking communities. So if you're down in New Orleans at Jazz Fest and you want to get some of that Cajun multi-mixed culture in your veins, you need to take a little two-hour drive west down to, Lafayette, Louisiana. We'd love to have you guys down here, and we'll make sure that you'll leave with a full stomach and a smile on your face.
Well, I know that's going to happen. Listen, thanks a lot, T. Gidd, and we'll be talking at you sometime this week.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. Y'all keep up the good work.
All right, keep making those Cajun grills. Thanks a lot. That is T. Gidd from the Percy Guidry Company, Cajun Grill Boy.
Yeah, it's interesting as we move around the country and we talk to different people how the food is regional.
Yeah.
He had some terminology there that I'd never heard before. I'm not even sure I can repronounce it. But he also, their ingredients are different. They don't have steelhead salmon down there in the south in Louisiana area, but they've got a lot of things we don't have. So just interesting that these recipes are adaptable across different food sources. But at the end of the day, hit us on thegrillingguys.com. Check that out. We'll have that recipe up so you can try it. You don't necessarily need a Cajun grill to pull it together, but it always helps.
Yep. And the Cajun's a neat combination of Caribbean, French. It's really weird how that stuff happens. But, yeah, cool.
Yeah. Anyway, coming up next, we're going to be talking to one of our friends, Captain Bill Bale from Best Chance Charters. He runs a 30-year history there of a salmon charter out of on Lake Michigan. One of the few guys that'll guarantee a catch or you don't pay. So it's a great guy, and he's got a lot of really good tips on how to catch those steelhead. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.